I say that absolutely have no basis, because the situation in South Sudan and in Sudan was different from another situation in Africa. The agreement which was signed on the 9th January 2005 was a voluntary negotiated agreement between the two parties, the SPLM and NCP, International Community Guaranteed Agreement, mediated by IGAD. So this is the basis of this agreement is, after the end of the interim period, there will be self-determination of people of South Sudan. This self-determination have got two questions. The people of South Sudan will be asked, if the unity has been made attractive for them in the last 6 years, then they have to vote for unity. If the unity is not made attractive for them, then they vote for secession. This is something under agreement which was witnessed by the Arab League, by African Union, which President Gaddafi is a member of the two organizations. Above that, United Nations Security Council have endorsed this agreement. So Libya as a country is also a member of this international organization. So to come around now at 11 hour, when we are left with only 91 days for our people to vote a referendum, they are saying now if the people vote for independence, open the Pandora box. Why did you not talk this one 6 years ago? Where were they not talking about this in the last five years and 8 months? This is yet another tactic of the National Congress Party mobilizing their friends to talk on their behalf. This statement that the Gaddafi has made is during the Arab League meeting in Libya, where President Bashir was there. And Bashir also accused Salva Kiir during that meeting for violating the CPA, because Salva Kiir talked about if a referendum is held today, he will vote for independence as a Salva Kiir individual person. Salva Kiir is the president of government of South Sudan, true, but he's also a citizen of South Sudan. He's entitled to cast that vote. So if he votes as individual for his independence of South Sudan, will that mean that the South voted for independence? Of course not. The decision of South getting independent is when overwhelming South Sudanese vote for independence. President Bashir has been campaigning since last year, and even in election this April, that he won unity. Has anybody in South Sudan accused him for violating the CPA? Of course not. The CPA provides for the two options, unity and secession. So we cannot say the referendum will be free and fair if Khartoum and his allies, including President Gaddafi, start twisting the Arab League, the African Union, to try to project a situation that referendum outcome will open Pandora box. It's not correct, and we absolutely reject it, and we say that is have no basis.
Ambassador Duku, some analysts are saying that it is true that any people who feel disenfranchised or perhaps suppressed will agitate for separation, just like what Eritrea did with Ethiopia, and now what is probably going to happen with South Sudan becoming an independent country. So what he's saying have some legitimacy. What do you say to that?
Well, I'm saying that the situation in South Sudan cannot be compared with any other country in Africa. South Sudanese people have been fighting for the last 54 years. Since independence, there has never been peace in South Sudan. We fought 39 years war, and since even after the 39-year war, there has been continuous slow conflict in South Sudan. Tell me one country in Africa who has peace, population has suffered, every people of South Sudan have suffered. We are not people who need war. We need peace. We need stability. We need development. We need our children to go to school like any other community within African countries. But the situation here is the African Charter, which was signed under the OAU, cannot be applied to the case of South Sudan, because position where people are going to vote for independence, it is not by force. It is a voluntary agreement between the two parties. What is better for our people of South Sudan must be respected by the whole international community, because we have seen the unity, and the unity has imposed 39-year war on people of South Sudan. African Union has been standing as a standby. President Gaddafi has been in power for many, many years now. Where were he when people of South Sudan have been in this bloody war? What has he done with all his money he has to prevent this war in South Sudan? What is he is a leader of Africa. If he believes in the genuinely this unity of Africa, then they should stand up against injustice. We cannot be sacrificing the people of South Sudan in interest of the unity of Africa while other people are oppressing us. This is like somebody sitting on your neck, and then he has been putting his weight on you, and then he's telling you that you are my brother, and yet he's sitting on you. If this person says he's your brother, why don't he or she stand on his own feet or her feet, so that we see that we are brother and sisters? This is the situation of South Sudan. We cannot, under any circumstances, accept those kind of allegations and biased opinion by leadership of our Africa or otherwise to subject our people to colonial mentality. We need peace. We told Security Council when they came here clearly that the Security Council must have got free and fair referendum, because we don't need war. We also told the Security Council that the Khartoum leadership, including Bashir, on one side they preach peace, and on the other hand they arm the militia to create insecurity, including LRA. We also said that the settlement coming out of Khartoum are preparing for the population of the north to evict South Sudanese, and the process of eviction will result in the genocide. We don't need more genocide in Africa. We told Security Council they have failed Rwanda by not acting when there are indicators. When the extremist group started through the radio and all the media broadcast, they did not do anything to prevent it. The similar situation repeating itself now in northern Sudan. So if the international community does not act, definitely there's going to be genocide in South Sudan. I don't know how they will explain that. This message will be known to them. For President Gaddafi and any other African leaders who think and behave in the same manner, let them know the freedom of people of South Sudan cannot be stopped. We have reached a no return point. If there are going to be no peaceful referendum, they will be called responsible for returning this region back to war. And the cost of that war will be solely in their shoulder. And genocide committed at the turn of the war, they have to be held accountable for it. Thank you very much.
Ambassador Duku, why do you say that the Libyan leader has been recruited by President Bashir and his Arab friends to speak on his behalf at the Arab League?
Bashir was in Arab League, my brother. He made a very clear statement in Arab League. And this President Gaddafi's statement came as a result of Bashir's statement. So he issued the statement in solidarity with Bashir. But that's why we are saying this to him. His slogan of African unity is just a mere slogan. Because if you believe in African unity, you must stand for justice in Africa. Justice in Africa means justice in South Sudan. And we cannot accept justice when we have been oppressed. And this is the reason why our people want self-determination. Because unity has brought only war on us. We have never seen anything good about unity with the North. So why should we be forced in this unity? We are telling the international community, we need peace. We don't need war. But the war has been imposed on us. So Gaddafi knows this. So why did they try to pretend that they are for justice while they support people who want to oppress? Does the unity mean oppression? If that's the case, then we don't need the unity. So why should we be forced on us? This is my position, my friend. I'm not accusing Gaddafi, but I'm just stating the fact. So we want the whole world to know that the freedom of our people cannot be suppressed by whatever amount of money Gaddafi has or Arab world has. We will stand up for freedom. We'll be better free on our knee than be a slave on our foot. Yeah, we are prepared to be free on our knee than to be free standing as slave. We cannot be slaves. Time has come that those who believe in the freedom and justice must stand up for the truth. The international community must stop sloganing. If they sincerely believe in justice, they have to take a position to prevent genocide from South Sudan and to prevent war. And the only way to do it is free and fair referendum. Gaddafi needs to be told. Yes.